In the Gemara Brachos and Afkav Vav discusses the obligation of tefillah. It mentions that one of the makaros for tefillah of Shachris Minchan Maariv is based on Avos. That's the Shita of Rav Yosef Bar Chanina. And the pasuk in the very beginning of the parsha of Yifka B'makom B'yalan Sham, that Ein Pigia Lashon Tefillah, that is the basis of tefillah Arvis. This certainly, the makalokis, whether three tefillahs a day is based on Avos, or whether it's Knegim Tvidim Tiknu, certainly that's only true on the level of Drabanan. Whether in fact tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa, as we've discussed in the past, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah in Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that mitzvah say the hispalo b'chol yom, that there's a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah each and every day, as the pasuk says, Bavatim es Hashem lokeichem, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Lo'ovla l'cholavavtum, Ezri avodah shebelev zu tefillah. And this is what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvot as well, in Mitzvah Hay, a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. And there the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvot disagrees, and the Ramban writes it's not true that the chiyuv of tefillah is only a din derabanan. And the Ramban cites the Gemara Brachos and the Chabalot that tells us of Safik Yispalo, Safik Lo Yispalo, Eino Chozim Yispalo. The Gemara applies the principle of Sveika Drabanan Lakula. So the Ramban himself asks, so what do you do with that drasha that the Rambam quotes, the drasha of the Sifri Ula Avdo B'cholavavchem in Tefillah? So the Ramban has two possibilities. Number one, either it's an asmachta, or number two, if no, it's referring to the Eis Tzara. That even the Ramban agrees that the Eis Tzara, there certainly is a mitzvah daraisa of Tefillah. And the Ramban cites the pasuk in Baloska and the Midbar Perek Yud, Al Hatzar Hatzara Eshem, V'nizkartan Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, that there is a chiyuv of tefillah be'ez tzara on a level of daraisa. Reb Chaim has the following ha'ara regarding the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, of Nesias Kapayim, that there in the Midbar Perek Vav, the pasuk says, Kos Tzavarach was B'nei Yisrael, and certainly that is considered to be a mitzvah daraisa. And Poshub Shat in the Rishonim, that the mitzvah daraisa of Nesias Kapayim, right, is not dependent on Mikdash, but rather it applies even to Gvuin as well. If you look, for example, in the Sefer Achinuch, right, the mitzvah Shinayim Ches, there the Sefer Achinuch writes, the Benoheges mitzvah zu, v'chol makam or v'chol zman, doesn't depend, is zman or makam, based on Mikdash. If you look in the Shah HaTzion, right, of the Mishnah Berurah, at the very end of Simen Kufchav Ches, he quotes that even in Chutz Laretz, right, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Nesias Kapayim. And Mishnah Berurah writes that this is against the sheet of the Moro Ktsia, the sheet of Yaakov Emden. The Moro Ktsia is found in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, and that's Simen Shulchan Aruch, and also in the Sheves Yavet, and Simen Ayin Hay, where there, but Yaakov Emden tries to assert that perhaps Midaraisa, the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, is only a Dindaraisa in Mikdash. But Mishnah Berurah points out, Boshub Shat and Rishonim, and it seems that way from the Sifra and from the Sifri, that the mitzvah Daraisa of Nesias Kapayim applies even b'zman hazeh, b'chol makom b'chol zman. The difficulty, however, is the following. Even assuming that that's true, Poshub Shat, that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Nesias Kapayim, certainly, midaraisa, there is a clear link to Nesias Kapayim and Avoda. That's what the Mishnah points out in Tamid, in Perakeh, that part of Avoda was this element of Nesias Kapayim. After Avoda was done, that was the opportunity to fill the mitzvah of Kosovar. And even if you look in Vayikra Perek Tes, where the Pasuk speaks about Nesias Kapayim, there also, the Pasuk links it with Avoda as well. The Pasuk says, Vayisar Nesiyad Avalam Vayivarchem, as Rashi comments, is referring to Birchas Kohanim. And when was this true? Vayered Me'asas Hachatos Ve'olav Ashlamim. After the Avoda is done, so then, a mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. And this is what the Gemara cites in Sot and Daf Lamed Ches as well. It quotes the pasuk of L'Sharso, U'Levarech B'Shmo, that Iskash Bracha L'Sherus, that there clearly is a link between Avoda and Nesias Kapayim. So that, the one hand, is the Chiddush, that Enochinami, that there is a Din D'Araisa of Nesias Kapayim, right, even B'Chol Makom B'Chol Zman, that yet all the indications from the pasuk that some form of Avoda is necessary. So if you look in the Tosus and Sof and Daf Lamed Ches, Tosus Uchsiv writes the following, that some form of Avodas Tzibur is necessary for Nesias Kapayim. The mitzvah daraisa is not just simply to get up and have Nesias Kapayim itself, but that link, L'Sharso, U'Levarech, Gishmo, That in fact is a din d'oraisa. So this is what the Emet Bracha quotes, right? B'shem Reb Chaim. The Emet Bracha in the very beginning of Nesias Kapayim and Os Aleph. That if you assume, for example, as the Rambam Shita, that there is a mitzvah of tefillah on a level of d'oraisa, one could argue the following Kiddush, that enochinami, there's a link mid'oraisa between Nesias Kapayim and Avodah. The reason that Nesias Kapayim applies b'chol makom b'chol zman is because, after all, Avoda is even manifest in tefillah on a level of daraisa. What about, however, according to the Chiddush of the Ramban? So Reb Chaim just simply argued as follows. The Ramban maintains that the chovas tefillah, that is a din d'rabbanan, or perhaps that is only midaraisa be'es sarah. However, even the Ramban must acknowledge that there is a kiyum daraisa of avoda shebelev in tefillah, and certainly on a level of daraisa, mikre avoda. This is called avoda, in order to have the siyas kapayim on a level of daraisa. So that's the Gemara Bracha calls b'shem Reb Chaim, derived from the siyas kapayim, that everyone agrees that tefillah is a kiyum daraisa. Whether in fact there's a chiyuv daraisa of davening each and every day, that is my focus between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Bracha goes even a step further, writes the following Kiddush, that means for Nesias Kapayim, it's necessary on a level of Daraisa, according to everyone, the Rambam and the Ramban, to have Avodah Sivu. So the Bracha suggests the following Kiddush, that the Gemara Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel, teaches us that Nesias Kapayim requires a minyan. Ein osnes kapayim pachos me'asar. It's necessary to have a minyan. Why is it necessary to have a minyan for Nesias Kapayim? So if you look, for example, in the Ran, in Megillah, and Daf Gimel Beis, Medafi Harif, the Ran writes the following Kiddush. That after all, the Pasuk says, Kos Tzavarcho is B'nai Yisrael, and B'nai Kedashti B'sof B'nai Yisrael. So therefore, we treat the Nesias Kapayim as a form of a Davar Shebikdusha. If you take a look at that Ran, the Ran writes a very great Kiddush, that whole halacha of Kol Davar Shebikdusha, Lo Yehi Pachos Me'asara, the Ran writes that's only a din d'rabbanan. Simit Bracha suggests the following Kiddush, that no, perhaps one could argue that even if, generally speaking, the halacha in davar shebikdusha pachos me'asara is only a din d'rabbanan, however, in Nesias Kapayim, Simit Bracha suggests that perhaps is a din d'araisa, because the mechayiv of Nesias Kapayim is avodas tzibur. Avodas tzibur you can either have right in Beis HaMikdash, or you can have it as a form of a tefillah satzibur. But perhaps that's necessary in a level of daraisa in order to create the chiyuv of Nesias Kapayim. And the Bracha goes a step further and suggests the following Kiddush. When is it necessary to have minyan for Nesias Kapayim? So he suggests a very great Kiddush of two halachos. That on a level of daraisa, it's necessary to have a tzibur b'shas tefillah, in order to label that as avodas tzibur, in order to create the chiyuv of Nesias Kapayim. However, he suggests the need for a tzibur for the Nesias Kapayim itself, enochinami, maybe that's only a din d'rabbanan, as the Ran says, because kol davar shebikdusha, lo yipachos me'asara. It's a great Kiddush that the need midaraisa for the minyan, for Nesias Kapayim, maybe that's only as far as the prior tefillah is concerned. The Nesias Kapayim itself, perhaps that, on the level of Rabbanan, we treat as a davar shebikdusha. But this is based on the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that it's necessary to have some form of avodas tzibur in order to have Nesias Kapayim midaraisa, and therefore even the Ramban must admit that tefillah on the level of daraisa is certainly a kiyum daraisa. It's just not a chiyum to daven each and every day. Good? The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tefillah, as we've discussed before, that the text of the tefillah, certainly a din d'rabbanan. Davening three times a day, certainly a din d'rabbanan. But the Rambam writes, the need to daven once a day, each and every day, that is a din d'araisa. And that's what the Stipler discusses in the Kilas Yaakov and Brachos in Simen Chafei, that this is not foreign to us, this is clear from other indications in the Rambam as well. Whenever you have a mitzvah where the Torah says you must do so, and the Torah doesn't tell us how often it is to be fulfilled, minimally it means once a day, each and every day. Like Talmud Torah, or like Tefillah, or like Tefillin, right? All those indications. The Torah doesn't say how often to do so. It means tamid. What is tamid? Minimally once a day, each and every day. So the pasuk says, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. So when? How often is that fulfilled? So minimally it's to be fulfilled. Pamachas b'yom. There's even a further number. If you look in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, in Shorash Tes, there the Rambam discusses the principle of lav shebeklalos. This we've dealt with earlier, right, regarding Malachas Yantiv. There the Rambam writes, if something is a lav shebeklalos, so ein malkin alav, there is no malchus. We discussed that Tosfos in Sanhedrin and that Samach Gimel and other, that why do we not argue that Malachas Yantiv should be a lav shebeklalos? After all, the pasuk says, don't do malacha, and there's so many different isurim that are noveya from komalachas avodah lo sasu. What's the classic case? Right? Lav shebeklalos. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Brachos, lo sof lo hadam. The Gemara has, based on this pasuk, so many different types of isurim. Lo sof lo hadam. So one, for example, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It writes, you're not allowed to eat from a behemah, or you're not allowed to eat from Bisar Kodshim before Zrika Sadam. Or there's Nisra Achila for a Sanhedrin, Shargo Esanefesh. Completely independent Shema Zisim, based on the Pasuk of Losof Lahadam. And then the Rambam cites additionally, the Gemara Brachos in the Yudim Abeis, that there's Nisra Te'ima before Tefillah, that one is not allowed to eat before Davni. So when the Rambam tells you a Chiddush, that Losof Ladam is a lav shebeklalos, and therefore there's no malchus, and the Rambam indicates the various isurim that are derived from this pasuk, the Rambam includes the Isra Achila Kodem Tefillah. Poshev Shatna and Rambam, this is what the Smaleitchik maintain, right, and that is that according to the Rambam, the Isra Achila Kodem Tefillah is an Isra Daraisa. If you look in the Sefer Achinuch, right, in Reish Mem Ches, seems that way from the Sefer Achinuch as well, that this halacha, Losofu Adam, Midaraisa, creates Nisra Achila Kodem HaTfilah. So if you look at Minchas Chinuch first quotes Rishon to disagree. It quotes the Rabbi Yonah, found in the Apeim Aralef Medap Yerid, that writes that Losofu Adam Achila Kodem HaTfilah is only a Disad Rabbanah. And Minchas Chinuch writes the following, that to some extent this certainly should depend on whether the mitzvah of tefillah is a daraisa drabana. If you hold that the mitzvah daraisa, the chiyuv daraisa of tefillah, is only a din drabanan, so how could you argue that the isra achila kodem tefillah is a din daraisa? If you argue that there is a mitzvah of tefillah which is daraisa, then you can begin to discuss the isra achila kodem tefillah, is that daraisa drabana? You could argue that is daraisa, or you could still argue tefillah is daraisa, but this rachila is only a din drabanan. But if you would argue that the whole chiyuv of tefillah is only a din drabanan, like the Ramban, hard to imagine then that there should be an isra achila kodem tefillah and level of daraisa. So therefore, Minchas Chinuch just simply comments that this Rambam is l'shitase. The Rambam who maintains that tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa. So the Rambam now can argue that the Isra of Losof Hadam is in fact an Isra Daraisa as well. There's an interesting Kiddush that the Me'iri has. This Me'iri is found in Bavad Ziyah and Abkuf Tezva. That's where the Gemara also discusses the concept of Lav Shabbat Lavas. And there, the Me'iri cites the Sugin Brachos and Daf Yud, Achila Kodem Hatfila. So the Rambam writes, so the Miri comments, he refers you to the Rambam Shita, Losof Adam is being a din daraisa. Lodasa Omer Tefillah min HaTorah. And then the Miri just adds the following phrase, O Shelo Yicheres Hashem. The Rambam writes, again, it's an Isser, but there's no malchus. The Miri comments, there's no malchus for the Sokol Adam because it's Lav Shebeklalos. So even if you hold tefillah as a din daraisa, there's no malchus. And then the Miri adds the following words, O Shlo Yicheres Hashem. What does O Shlo Yicheres Hashem mean? Boshem Shat, that means Yichud Hashem. Of course, that's a reference to Kriyashma, no? Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. That line of the Miri is a very great Kiddush. If you look in the Gemara Brachos, the Gemara says, what's wrong with eating before davening? La'achas yishgazeh, a person already fulfills and satisfies his needs. Now, kibul of amalko shamayim. First he takes care of his needs, and then he's mekabel amalko shamayim. It's a Kiddush. It sounds from the Gemara as though the Gemara is willing to apply the losofu adam to achila kodem kriya shma as well. No, that's what the Miri means, a Kiddush. So in such a case, one could argue, not necessarily Shitose, but even if you assume that Tefillah is a din derabanan, but Kriya Shema is a din deraisa, Kabbalah Samalko Shemayim is a din deraisa, and maybe one could argue that Achila Kodam Kabbalah Samalko Shemayim is considered to be an isin. Right? But the way the Rambam presents it, very simply, right, Nisra Achila Daraisa Kodam Tefillah, but Shitose that Tefillah is a din deraisa. There is a further Kiddush, right, in this Rambam. And that's the following. We just mentioned that the Rambam holds Tefillah a din daraisa, but Hamachas B'yom, once a day, each and every day. Somewhat unclear, when would a person fulfill this mitzvah daraisa? The first Tefillah B'yom, one fulfills the mitzvah daraisa Tefillah. Everything else is only a din darabanan. So if that's true, just simply the following Ha'ara. With which tefillah do you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa? The first tefillah of the yom, Kol Shem Shach, that should be tefillahs ma'arik. Somewhat ironic that on the one hand we'll pass them like Rabbi Yeshua that tefillahs avos is reshus. Fine, reshus. But bottom line, when a person does daven ma'arik, with that he's fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa tefillah. L'chora, that's the first tefillah of the day. In which case, even according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of shachris now is only a din rabbanan because of rabbanos, because of avos. But that's also difficult, no? So how do you have this din daraisa of lo socho adam? You mean if a person fails to daven ma'ariv, right, and his first tefillah b'yom is shachris, then and only then is there such an iser? So this is a ha'ara, right, in the Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, of Asher Berman, the Siman Beis. This points out, apparently you see a Kiddush, according to the Rambam Shita, that maybe Tefillah Daraisa begins in the morning, not the Tefillah Sayom. Why should that be? He writes, for example, that if you look in the Lecha Mishnah, right, this is found in the Kriya Sefer as well, the Rambam's Kiddush, you're obligated to daven each and every day. The Pasuk says, Vavatim es Hashem Elokeichem, and then the Pasuk continues in Shmos Chav Gimel, Uverach es Lachmo Chav Es Meimecha. Person is obligated to daven each day to serve Hashem with his entire heart. It's interesting, the Gemara in Bava Metzia and up from Zainur Beis, right, what is that a reference to? It's a reference to Pashachris. It means now a person is getting up, he's obligated to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the necessary provisions of the day, for the pas that he'll eat in the morning. So here the Asher L'Shlomo suggests, a very interesting Kiddush, that one could argue, perhaps according to the Rambam Shita, that yes, there's a mitzvah daraisa tefillah, and that begins by Yom, it doesn't begin by Laila. That's what the Rambam can mention, L'socho Adam, Achila Kodem Shachris. That's the issue. That's what the Gemara is referring to, in Brachos and Afiyot. Person gets up in the morning, and before, right, he davens, he starts taking care of his own needs. That Rambam that tells us that there's a mitzvah daraisa tefillah, the Rambam writes, what is tefillah daraisa? So the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, simply, Shevach Bakashin Hoda. First, Magib Shivcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rambam writes, Shoh Otzracha Bakasha. And then, No Sein Sherech Bodo Al Hashem. Sheva Pakashin Hoda. Pashav Shef the Rambam, like this formula, Sheva Pakashin Hoda, it's a Din Daraisa that the Rambam is discussing. What is the mitzvah Daraisa, the Seder Hatfila? The Rambam writes that Sheva Pakashin Hoda. We once discussed in the past as an example, right? The Mishnah tells us in Brachos and Afkaf, women are obligated in tefillah. So Magen Avraham and Simon Kuvav, right, in Sivkat and Beis, discusses the following Kiddush. What tefillah are women obligated in? All tefillos. Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, maybe Shachris and Mincha, maybe less. Magen Avraham suggests the following Kiddush, that maybe all women are obligated in this tefillah d'Araisa. Not Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, but tefillah d'Araisa. Because midaraisa, tefillah is not a zman grama. That's the Kiddush, the Magen Avraham. And if that's true, if women are obligated only in tefillah d'Araisa, so therefore, what constitutes tefillah d'Araisa? So the Magen Avraham says, bakasha kodu. If women would just say, any form of bakasha, a tefillah smucha l'modami, that's considered to be sufficient. So if you look in the Prima Gadim, for example, in the Psicha, Tochos Tefillah, Prima Gadim writes, he thinks it's difficult. Even if you'll grant the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham, that according to the Rambam, women are only obligated in Tefillah Daraisa, but isn't it clear that even Midaraisa, the Rambam requires Shevach Bakashin Hodah? So therefore the Prima Gadim writes, even if you argue women don't have to daven Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, as long as they require to fulfill Tefillah Achas, Daraisa, but that means at least something which resembles a Shmoneh Esrei of Shevach Bakashin Hodah as being part of the Mitzvah Daraisa of Tefillah. How do you know that this is true? That Shevach Bakashin Hodah is a Din Daraisa? So the Kesef Mishnah just refers you to the Gemara Brachos and Aflamen Beis. The drasha of Rabbi Simlai. That's where the Gemara says, La olam yisader adam shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then v'yachar kach yishol tzarcho. First sheva, followed by bakasha. The Gemara says, where do you see this is true? Parshas V'yaschana, the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. First sheva, hatal chilosa, and then Ebron of the Aaron, Shevach followed by Bakasha. If you look in the Lecha Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah again quotes the name of the KSA for the following difficulty. Good, so we have a Makar for Shevach and Bakasha, but where do you see the third stage? That some Shevach or Hodah is necessary to Sofa Tefillah. The Gemara just says, first, Sheva, followed by Bakasha. Shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achar kach yishol tzarcho. But where do you see that more than that is necessary? If you look in the Sameach quotes a Sifri, right, in the Zos HaBracha, the very end of Chumash Dvarim. From the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, not in the Eschana, but in the Zos HaBracha. Here the Sifri writes the following Kiddush. Kishepasach Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu began with Shivcho Shel Makom. And then only afterwards, Sarachom Shel Yisrael, and then v'chaza v'chasam b'shivcho shamakam. Here's Mufurish in the Sifri. Tzarchem shal Yisrael was v'yibishur melech. Chaza v'chasam b'shivcho shamakam ein kekel yishurim. And then the Sifri says explicitly, v'av shmon esrei shetikne chachamim harishonam. And that served as the model for shmon esrei, the tefillah of Moshe at the very end of Chumash Dvarim. It was a form of Shevach Bakashin Hodah. That's the Chiddush of Or Sameach, that there is a source, right, for Shevach Bakasha followed by some form at least of Shevach Hodah based on Parshas Vezos Avraham. When the Rambam writes Shevach Bakash and Hoda, good. That's the Seder HaTfilah Midaraisa. Is it Likuva? Should one argue, therefore, anything short of that, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah d'arais at all? That was that issue with the Magen Avraham and Prima Gadim. Magen Avraham writes that the mitzvah of tefillah is fulfilled with Bakasha Kolbin. Bakasha Kolbin. And Prima Gadim is more, what do you need? You require Shevach Bakasha and Hoda. No doubt, Shevach Bakasha and Hoda is part of the Seder HaTfilah. But let's assume, for example, a person, for whatever reason, is deficient in the Seder HaTfilah. Let's say all he has is Bakasha. Does that necessarily mean that according to the Rambam Shita, you wouldn't be Yotzei the Mitzvah D'Araisa of Tefillah? Well, maybe one could argue, no. Just like we've discussed, the Seder of Chalitza is a Mashal. So you need the Chalitza, and you need Rakika, and you need the Kriya Saparsha, or the Dieven. Right? Just let's say the Chalitza's Minhal is done, so good, you didn't do the Mitzvah Chalitza Ketikuna, Bishlemusa. You didn't fulfill the Seder HaChalitza, but nonetheless, it's not a meaningless act. The Chalitza still remains a Chalitza. Maybe one can argue, apparently that's the Sfar of the Magen Avraham, but of course, the Gemara says that ideally a person should argue, a person should doubt in the sense of Shevach Bakash and Hoda, but maybe if you're asking yourself minimally what is necessary to fulfill the basic minimum of Tefillah, maybe that can be fulfilled even without the full kiyum of Seder HaTfilah. Is there any indication to assume that this should be true? That perhaps even the Rambam would admit that there's a mitzvah tefillah even without Shevach Bakash and Hoda. So if you look in the Avi Ezri of Rosh Hashanah, right, the Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halak Aleph, raises this issue. And he simply cites the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chav Tesem Abeis of a tefillah ktsara. What happens if a person is in a situation of sakana? It's obvious. You can't daven the full Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says very simply, daven a tefillah ktsara. You can. Right? A simple one-line tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should save, right, you from the particular, the matzah that you find yourself in. Tefillah ktsara. So there, Rav Shach writes the following, that Bechora, that with that tefillah ktsara, one would not fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah. If you look in the third version of the Avi Ezri, many maduras were printed. So there's a footnote, right, in the third version of Avi Ezri, where he writes that afterwards, right, he saw the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch and Taf Lamed Gimel. And there the Sefer Achinuch is explicit that with a tefillah ktsara, which is only bakasha, one fulfills the mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah. So again, the Torah just mentions when a person is in a dire situation, just bakasha. So the Sefer Achinuch is explicit that that's sufficient for tefillah d'araisa. It lacks shevach, bakash, noda. The answer is good. Poshup shav, that's halacha in seder hatfilah. But the mitzvah d'araisa tefillah is fulfilled even with divrei bakasha. Poshup shav, that's the chiddush. The Magen Avraham. If you look, for example, in Siman Kuf Aleph, there the Mechaber distinguishes between the kavana which is necessary in the bracha of Avos as opposed to the balance of Shemoneh Esrei. Mechaber writes, if a person had proper kavana simply for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, for Avos, Yatzi Yedei Chavasa. One could raise the same issue according to the Mechaber as well. How can you argue that kavana for Avos is sufficient? Avos is only Shevach. And if Tefillah D'Araisa requires Shevach, Bakash, and Hoda, so good. So one could argue if you had proper Kavana for part of the first three brachos, and part of the middle brachos, part of the end of the brachos, that the Yevit is sufficient. But how can you say that avos is sufficient? Perhaps that's based on this kiddush of the chinuch, that one fulfills the mitzvah daraisa of tefillah, even if the seder hatefillah is not one of shevach bakash and hoda. One could even raise the issue, for example, what about tefillah Shabbos? No. And Shabbos, generally speaking, you shamirai Shabbos imilizo. We don't ask for personal bakashas. So certainly the thrust of the tefillah Shabbos, like the shevach, there's hoda, there isn't explicit bakasha. So does that mean that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa? Certainly not. Or you're going to argue what? That the only reason you're fulfilling the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah on Shabbos is because of those lines like Ritzein Abinu Chaseinu? Because they're isolated bakashas. And if not for that one line, if a person would skip that line of Ritzei, so in such a case, he wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah. Again, so perhaps one can argue this Kiddush, that maybe even according to the Rambam Shita, Enochinami, the Rambam presents the Seder HaTfilah as patterned after Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's not necessarily Kuma. Just like you find Seder HaVoda at times, or the Seder of Chalitza, the mitzvah is fulfilled even if it wasn't done in an ideal sense. Are there any nafkaminas as to whether you assume that tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa or whether tefillah is a mitzvah drabbana? So one nafkamin you mentioned just a few minutes ago is the obligation of women in tefillah. Now, the Mishnah tells us explicitly, Mishnah Mefureshet, Sparachos Dafav, women are obligated in tefillah. So as we mentioned, somewhat unclear, what tefillos is the Mishnah referring to? Hold on. If there's no such thing as tefillah daraisa, there's only one chiyuv of tefillah. So when the Mishnah says that women are obligated in tefillah, it means they're obligated in that tefillah, tefillah d'rabbana, shakras and mincha, perhaps even married. Look, for example, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kufav. Mishnah Berurah writes, women are obligated in shacharis, they're obligated in mincha. Right? They don't have to daven marid because tefillah shacharis is reshus, and we men have accepted upon ourselves as a chova but not women. But when the Mishnah says women are obligated in tefillah, it means tefillah in its entirety. That possible chiddush of the Magen Avraham, no, maybe the Mishnah is referring to this and not that, is within the Magen Avraham writes, that sheet of the Rambam. That if you assume that there are different levels of tefillah, there's a tefillah d'araisa, there's a tefillah d'rabbanan, so now you can maneuver, you can assume that, yes, when the Mishnah tells us women are obligated in tefillah, maybe it just simply means tefillah d'araisa, because that's not a zman grama, but tefillah d'rabbanan, which is a zman grama, women are exempt from. According to Ramban, if there is no chiyuv of tefillah d'araisa, so obviously when the Mishnah says women are mechuyavos in tefillah, it's referring to tefillah d'rabbana. What should another difference be? The Gemara mentioned earlier brachos daf kaf aleph. What happens if suffik yispana? There, the Gemara is explicit. Eino chozem yispana. So Ramban says, you see clearly, sveika d'rabbana mechula. And what about according to the Rambam Shita? If tefillah is a din daraisa, how could the Gemara say spekdran lekula? So the case of Mishnah writes, this is also what the Prima Gadi writes, in the Psicha Tochos Tefillah, that even the Rambam admits shachris, minchin, marav, a din darabanan. So the Rambam understands that Gemara safik is pasach below his pala. What does that mean? There's a safik regarding a particular tefillah. I don't remember whether I daven mincha or not. I don't remember whether I daven marid. What happens if nistapek b'chol tefillah sayom? The person is clueless as to whether he davened at all today. Yes, the Kesa Mishnah writes that according to Rambam, the sveka d'arayis l'chumran chosem yispalo. Enachinami, the Gemara of suffik yispalo, suffik is a normal case. Right? You know, a suffik whether you daven the entire day. It's a suffik in a particular tefillah. That's what the Prima Gadam also writes again in the Psicha Tochos Tefillah, Dein Ochinami. But if you assume that Tefillah is Daraisa according to the Rambam Shita, so yes, that Chozer Mispala. Prima Gun goes a step further and suggests the following Kiddush. What happens in that case? A person is Mistapek as to whether he davened an entire day. So according to the Ramban, he would still assume Sveikat Lanukula. According to the Rambam, we would assume that, what do you mean? Mistapek b'chol tefilas hayom. A person is obligated to daven. Magadim raises the following possible nafka mina then. A person, right, suffik, whether he davened at all today. And all of a sudden now, v'ovar hayom, the day is gone. Is that person chayiv in tashlumin? Magadim suggests an interesting chiddush. That according to Ramban, certainly not. Sveikadron l'kul, there was no chiyuv to daven. So there's no chiyuv tashlumin. An interesting chiddush. What about according to the Rambam sheet? That's safek nevi megadik. If he realizes, right, the safek in his palel, so what would you tell such a person? Sveikadron l'kul, l'chum, and therefore you should daven again. That would be the psak halacha. But he didn't daven again during the day. Is he obligated in tashlumin? Maybe one could argue, since the psak halacha would be sveika d'orais v'chumra, requiring that he must daven again, so it's as though now he missed the opportunity to daven, and there is tashlumin. Or the Prima Gadim suggests, right, the following kiddush, maybe no. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of tefillah to daven once a day. If avar hayom, that's gone. There's no longer a possibility of making that up. Even if a person will daven at tefillah's tashlumin, right, that will be misaking the lack of tefillah daraisa. Tefillah daraisa is to daven today. He didn't daven at all today. He'll daven one more tefillah tomorrow. On a level of daraisa, over hayom below his palel, in the Gadim writes, that certainly is mubos lochol yisko. No, there's no way to make that up. The whole tashlumin would only be a din derabanan. So maybe you can apply the principle of sveika derabanan lekula. Now, do you argue that since safek his palel ba'os lo hayom, the psakalot would be sveika daraisa ba'kumra, now you must daven? And therefore, if you fail to daven tashlumin, or do you argue no? There's no chiyuv tashlumin because of safek yispalel, because after all, the tashlumin certainly, right, is only effective on a level of drabanim. So this will view as a sveika drabanim, a kula. Or the Prima Gadim now raises the following issue. What would happen if a person doesn't daven at all during a given day? Lo hispala bosim klam. And all of a sudden now, it's ben hashmashos. What should you do now? The Prima Gadim suggests the following chiddush. If you hold tefillah the daraisa, the daven right now, ben hashmashos is safek yom safek laila. What's at stake is the mitzvah daraisa. You have to daven right now. And the Gadim suggests the Chiddush that according to the Ramban, the Chiv of Tefillah is only din derabanan. So therefore good, right now it's Safek Yom Safek Laila. He writes, according to the Ramban, perhaps, right, don't daven right now. Just wait, right, until, let's say, Vaday Laila, and daven Tashlumin. Right? Daven, wait until Vaday Laila, you'll daven Mariyah, and daven Tashlumin for Mincha. Right, because tashlumin will work to make up the chiyuv on the level of the rabbanan. That's how tashlumin works. Now you missed mincha. Daven mar b'tashlumin. That's the Gemara says. But his chiddush is according to the Rambam, but you're going to wait until mar and daven tashlumin. Tashlumin is only going to help you on the level of the rabbanan. And what's at stake now is the mitzvah daraisa. So daven immediately. Because after all, ben hashmash is a safek yom safek laila, sveika d'orais is l'chumra. Then the Prima Gadim again, this is on the psikah tochos tefillin, has a further napkamina. What happens if his id below his palam? What happens if it may is that a person didn't daven? And now it's ben hashmasha, so now he all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he wants to daven now. Not all day, whatever. Purposely didn't daven. Finally, he decides to do the right thing, ben hashmasha. So what happens in such a case? So again, he writes this kiddush to Rabbi Gadol. But according to the Rambam, shita daven now, speak of the rice of the chumrah. According to the Ramban, it's really ben hashmashas of safek. All you would possibly have to hang your hat on to daven to make up what you missed is tashlumin. Well, tashlumin is only the shogay. Tashlumin is not amazing. And then the Pima Gadim writes, another possible nafkamina, what happens if a person has to choose between two different mitzvahs? For whatever reason, the person didn't daven on a given day, and it's already samach l'shkia, and he can daven now, or there's another opportunity to do a mitzvah. He writes, realize, according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah daraisa. So priority would be given to tefillah over, let's say, another mitzvah, the Rabbana. And those are the nafkaminas, the Pima Gadim list, the Kiddush, and it's whether tefillah is daraisa or tefillah is Rabbana. There's a further Kiddush that the Prima Gadim writes. This Prima Gadim is found right in Simen Kuvav, in the Eshel Avram, in Sivkat and Gimel. Is there any time that even the Ramban would admit that Tefillah is Daraisa? So the Prima Gadim writes the following Kiddush, that perhaps on Shabbos and Yantiv, Tefillah then is a Din Daraisa. Tefillah Schol is a Din Darabanan. And Shabbos and Yantiv, Tefillah is a Din Daraisa. And if you look at the Prima Gadim in the end of the Psicha Koleles, he again mentions Tefillah and Shabbos and Yom Tov is Din Daraisa based on the Ramban. What Ramban is he referring to? So this is the Ramban in Parshas Emor in Vayikra in Perachot Gimel Pasuk Beis. The Torah describes Yom Tov, referring to Shabbos as well as being a time of Mikroi Kodesh. What does Mikrei Kodesh mean? How do you translate those words? So Ramban writes the following Kiddush, that Kulam Kruim V'ne'esofim L'Kadesh Hosom. It's a time that everyone gathers L'Kadesh Hosom, L'Kadesh L'Kadesh Hosom. In other words, the Ramban translates the word of Mikroi as Kruei Ha'eda, meaning assembly. Shabbos and Yom Tov is referred to as a time of Mikroi Kodesh. What does Mikroi Kodesh mean? A holy assembly, an assembly for the purpose of Kedusha. What does that mean? The Ramban's explicit. Ki mitzvah al Yisrael, mehikaveitz bebeis Elokim, mekadesh oso befrahesi betfilu v'halakim. What does Mikrei Kodesh mean? That everyone has to gather, right? The Kadesh Hayom B'Tfilah. The great Kiddush. Ramban writes, that's the meaning of Mikrei Kodesh. Ramban writes that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tfilah is the kim of Mikrei Kodesh. And that is a Din Daraisa. If you look elsewhere in the Prima Gadim, this Prima Gadim is found in Simen Tav Tzadi, in the Mishpas El Zahav, it's the Pirush on the Taz, and Sivkat and Beis. Here the Prima Gadim goes a step further, that the mitzvah tefillah on the Shabbos and Yom Tov is Yesh Chiyuv Daraisa V'Yispalel B'Tzibur. Not only Tefillah. Tefillah B'Tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Is a Din Daraisa. The Great Kodesh. That each person is obligated to gather, right? That B'Tzibur one declares the Kedush of Shabbos, the Kedush of Yom Tov. Unbelievable Kedush. Megadim there writes the following Kiddush Lahalacha. We have a boy who is just bar mitzvah. Can you count him for your minyan? So we normally assume, right, the chazakah, if you have shanim, but unaware as to whether in fact you have simanim, so rely on chazakah. But we only rely on that chazakah when it comes to dinim d'rabbanan, not when it comes to dinim d'araisa. When it comes to din d'araisa, you must absolutely be mevarer that this child is now a gadol. Let's say when it comes to mitzvah tkiyah shofar, so wouldn't allow a boy who's just bar mitzvah now to daven. But since already he's yud gimel shanim, chazakah that he simanim. So Pima Gadim writes, again, a great Kiddush, that for the minyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there, lahad derach ha'gdolim sheyodea shehiviyu shtei saros. You don't rely on the chazaka. You have to know that that in fact is true. A special kiyum of Mikrei Kodesh. Those are the nafkaminas of Prima Gadim. Rav Shefter even once commented, we've discussed in the past the Tarta Disaster issue, but not so uncommon that you'll daven in the shul, where Minche Marev and Erev Shabbos is daven during the same zman. So many poskim assume it would be better to daven the Yechidus than to daven the Tarta Disaster. You're going to daven, right, Minchen Marev, after Plaza Mincha, let's say before Shkia. So as far as Mincha is concerned, relying on the Shita of the Chachamim, as far as Marev is concerned, relying on Rabbi Yudah Shita, you're not Yotze. One of those tefillos is flawed. Do you have a right to daven the Tarta Disaster? We've quoted in the past that Chiddush of the Yitzchak, that maybe Tarta Disaster on Chol is a major problem. But the Tarta Disaster on Shabbos is a more minimal problem because in between Mincha and Marav, you're makabel the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos. And once you're makabel Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes, you can no longer daven Mincha. So if that's true, maybe one could suggest the following Kiddush. Once you're makabel Shabbos, Mincha has come to an end, and now the Zman Marav kicks in. So maybe it's not a Tarta Disaster. It's not considered to be the Zman Tefillah of Mincha any longer. Because once you're makabel Shabbos, you cannot daven Mincha. That's the Kiddush of the Priyatzvah. Let's assume that then. Let's assume that you want to avoid davening a Tarta Disaster. I didn't. Somehow it can't happen. No, the only minion around is a Tarta Disaster. So you're going to decide, you know what? So I'll daven one of the tefillos, b'yechidos. Which tefillos should you daven b'yechidos? I have a choice. I can have a mincha before plod, and I'll daven Marav and Shul. Or I'll do the opposite. I'll daven mincha and Shul after plod, and I'll daven Marav later, after Shkia, after Tzeis. So Poshub Shah, one could argue that, look, Mikra HaDin, we pask in that Tefillas Mincha is a Chova. Tefillas Arvis is only a Rishus. Like the Rambam writes, there's no Chazaras HaShatz in Marev. The Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. So good, Rishus may not mean optional. It also writes in Brachos, not Chavav. It doesn't mean take it or leave it. But it certainly means Tefillas Arvis is not as Chomor as Shachris and Mincha. So if that's true, just from that vantage point itself, maybe best to daven mincha v'tzibur, daven marav v'yechidus. There is another issue, and that is, so you're going to daven mincha, then you're going to go home and what, make kiddush? Before you daven marav, are you allowed to do that? Make kiddush and have your suda before you daven marav. If you look in the Ma'aser Rav, in the Siddur HaGra, the Gaon quotes, name of the Ravon, that no, one should not do so. One should only make Kiddush right, after one has davened Ma'ariv early. But even without that point, Rav Shapira suggested the following, that according to this Ramban, according to the Prima Gadin, maybe one could argue the opposite. That if one is davening a tefillah b'yechidus to hoya tarpi the sasra, it's preferable to daven Ma'ariv b'tzivun. Why? Because after all, Mikrei Kodesh. Tefillah on Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Prima Gadin writes, according to Ramban, tefillah b'tzibur. During the week, that's not true. The Rambam writes that tefillah hashimur nishmas tamid. Right? You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to your tefillos. There's a greater chance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu receptive to tefillah when it's a tefillah hatzibur. But on Shabbos, here the Prima Gadim writes that Mikrei Kodesh means Mikra Hadin. So Shapira suggested that that's true, according to this Ramban, Prima Gadim, that maybe it's preferable then to daven the Mincha B'yechidus, if necessary, and daven the Ma'ariv B'tzibur for the Kiyum of Mikrei Kodesh. Prima Gadim is Mafurish. The context of Prima Gadim, it's interesting, it's Shavuos night. You know, so in our community is, I guess, everybody stays up, right, learns all Shavuos night and so on. In earlier times, you know, the Balabatim worked very hard during the week, came Shavuos night, they were exhausted in the middle of the week. Very often the Balabatim used to go to sleep. Right? And what did the minyan look like? Right? The Shavuos morning, right? The crack of dawn, that was like a teen minyan. No? Teenagers are sleeping all the time anyway, so they stayed up all night. That's what the Prima Gadim suggests. That was his kiddush, to make sure you have a sar gedolim, shehevi shtei saros. No, because you need a tzibur daraisa from Mikra Kodesh. No, so if you're having your youth minion, and that's what's happening because the balabatim are going to come later to shul and daven, right, he writes that that could be a breach of Mikra Kodesh. That's an interesting kiddush. But these are the putting together many of these Kedushim of the Prima Gadim, right? The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban, right? And then the special character, the uniqueness, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov in terms of tefillah. We'll have to discuss, right? There's a further issue regarding the mitzvah, the Rabbanon of tefillah, right? Avos and Karbanos, right? The element of Zmanei tefillah, and the fascinating issue that Reb Chaim raises, what's the difference between a tefillah chovah as opposed to a tefillah rishus? Is that a difference in the chovah hagavra? Or is that halach in terms of chetzim? But no, that if you assume, let's say on a level of drabanah, tefillah is patterned after karbanos, the difference between a karban chovah as opposed to a karban adava is a difference in chetzim. It's an inherently different type of karban. If you're going to argue that tefillah, for example, is simply bakashas rachmim k'neged avos, so therefore, maybe the difference between a tefillah chovah as opposed to tefillah nedava is not as glaring. It's not such a great contrast. Even the makar of shachris mincha mare, the source of tefillah chovah of shachris mincha, is based on avos. That's a fascinating issue that Reb Chaim raises. There's the link between the two and how we assume the halacha. Well, the commissioner points out at the very beginning of Bokhus Tefillah, this is an example that maybe we pass from like both. We pass from the Tefillah Savos Tiknu, pass Mechua Karbanos. So the Gemara says, how can you hold up Avos? Avos alone? So it's the obvious kasha the Gemara raises, Avos based on Brachos, and what do you do with Tefillah Musaf? Tefillah Musaf is not based on Avos. So you have to assume that even if you maintain Avos Tiknum, Machlokas, and Yosef, and Akinu, and Yishuv, and Levi, that everybody has to read Karbanos as well. The commission, yes, that's how we assume. Avos as well as Karbanos. Two halachos in Tefillah. Avos as well as Karbanos. If you look at that Sefer Asher L'Shlomo, he writes the following Kiddush. We know that the Zman for Tefillah is Dalet Shavuos. What's that based on? Karbon, no? Because the Karbon Tamid Shoshafo is Karev HaHolech Ad Dalet Shavuos. And let's assume a person didn't daven by Dalet Shavuos. So what would you tell that person to do? It's 11 o'clock, he didn't daven yet. So what's the answer? The daven now. The Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel, L'chal V'chos Tefillah, and if a person davens l'achar dalet shavuos, so what exactly is that? The Rambam writes, you don't fulfill the kima of tefillah b'zmana, but nonetheless, yatzirei chovas tefillah. That's interesting chiddush, no? Tefillah achar dalet shavuos is the mitzvah of tefillah, but shelo b'zmana. What's that called? That's tashlumin. That's what the Rambam means. That after Dalet Shavuos now is called the Tefillas Tashlumin. If that's true, that would be a great chiddush. This would be an example of a Tefillas Tashlumin, which is not preceded by a Tefillas Chova. And it doesn't seem that way from the Rambam either. Because the Rambam writes, even if Avar, the Rambam writes, Avar Otar, if a person made a mistake and didn't daven Dalet Shavuos, so even Avar, Avar means b'mezid. Person didn't daven by Dalet Shavuos b'mezid, you can still daven afterwards. Poshim Shan the Rambam, interesting chiddush. But now there are three halachos. There's tefillah bizmana, there's tefillah shelo bizmana, and there's something which is called tashlumin. Avash yispalem kulo. Tashlumin, like b'shogeg, not b'mezid. So it's very unclear. What is that middle status? No? A mitzvah tefillah, but a tefillah shelo bizmana. So in that Simon Beis, Asher L'Shlomo, suggests the following Kiddush, that no, it's like the Mishnah writes that there are two kiyumim on a level of Durabanan and Tefillah. One is Avos, and one is Karbanos. That should certainly impact on Zmanei Tefillah. If I were to ask you, what is the Zman of Tefillah Kneget Tmidim Tiknu? B'chor, what's the answer? Dalet Shavuos. Shekein Tamid Shoshachar Kara Veholech Adalet Shavuos. If I were to ask you Tefillah's Kneged Avos Tiknu, what's the Zman of Tefillah? Adalet Shavuos. Poshav Shav Betoras Avos Tiknu, the Zman of Tefillah would be Chatzos. Morning, afternoon, and night. That's the suggestion. That's the Kiddush. Where did the Rambam derive this Kiddush that there is an intermediate stage which is not a complete tefillah bizmana, but it is not the tefillah tashlumin? Maybe that's the chiddush, that tefillah achar dalet shavuos is a kiyum of avos without the kiyum of karbanos. Because the zman of avos tiknu, l'chora means that that would continue until chatzos. Right? And then the chiyum of mincha will kick in. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Rambam. See, even if avan v'lo hispalu, person can still daven l'achar dalet shavuos based on the kiyum of avos as opposed to cases of karbanos. Okay, maybe in coming weeks we'll have to discuss more of the detail regarding the mitzvah. Okay, so Ritz Hashem will continue Sunday. At,